You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
See Grant Paulson's picture that he just tweeted?
No.
It's just Adam Peters and Terry McLaurin talking. What are they chatting about?
I would love to see that. I mean, I follow
that's
him.
That's currently on the field?
Yes. Grant just tweeted minutes ago.
But, I follow so many people, it might happen quickly.
Still haven't fixed my Smash phone.
I'm guessing they're talking about, you know what? I mean, that's a good sign right there, right?
I would love to see. How many minutes ago did he?
It says on mine, 4 minutes ago.
Right, I need to see. I'm an elite people reader, so I will tell you.
I mean, he's got his hoodie on and
looks very casual.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Well, I mean, if they're being professional about it, they're not really talking about it.
Probably not.
Because it's the agent. It wouldn't really be cool. It'd be like the whole Jerry Jones situation. It's not really cool to broach that without going through the agent. That's why you have the agent. And again, I follow so many people. How many minutes ago? Okay, there you go. Maybe they're talking about when are you thinking about coming back. I don't know. It's possible. I mean, it looks cordial, but...
I would be surprised.
It doesn't look like...
If it wasn't talked about at all.
Listen, that looks cordial, but it doesn't look like those guys are going out for beers. That to me looks cordial, not in love. I'm an elite people reader. That's my vibe.
Right.
There's a little bit of a standoffishness with Terry, hands in his pockets, hoodie on. Adam has that sort of contemplate, like hands around his waist. There's a distance there. As I really do think I'm an elite people reader. They're not going out and going to share beers tonight. It doesn't look like they hate each other.
Well, they probably
but
wouldn't.
But they're coming from two different angles.
Yeah, I don't know that Adam Peters shares beers with any of the players. Mm-hmm. I probably don't.
I understand. I'm being facetious. I'm making a larger point. That to me looks like, that doesn't look like two guys palling around. That looks like two guys.
Is it foreboding?
No, I don't think it, no, but it doesn't look like two guys that are necessarily on the same page. You got one guy in his hands, Terry's got his hands in his pocket. Go to Grant, that's a great picture by Grant. Great job.
I'll retweet it.
Investigative journalism by Grant Paulson. Terry's got his hands in his pockets. He's got the hoodie on. He's looking at him. Adam's got his hands on his waist. You know, look, they're not yelling at each other, but that doesn't look like two guys... joking around. Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that would be different if he had just signed a 3-year contract.
I think there'd be more smiles, joking.
But it's a still photo.
I do consider myself a lead.
5 minutes later, it could have looked a lot different.
It might, and they might fake.
But the way that Terry's looking at him, I agree with EB.
I think there's a little bit of tension there. That's not.
There's definitely tension.
In that picture. I'm not saying.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I neither do I.
But
I'm telling you, I'm elite at this.
Oh
I'm just telling you, I'm great at it. I'm not good at that many things. I'm great at that. I'm great at reading people. That is two guys.
I zoomed in. You can zoom.
Just kind of contemplating. Look, Terry's got his hands in his pocket, hoodie over his head. kind of, and he's got his hands on his waist.
It looks like they're talking about something serious.
It looks like something serious.
And I guarantee it's not the offense.
I would doubt it. But again, it wouldn't be cool if they were talking contract, but maybe it's just gotten to that point where they need to.
Yeah.
You don't think they're betting on the burgundy or gold team?
They're not joking around about Ohio State or...
No.
No. They're not talking about, he played golf lately. What'd he shoot? How's the putter? How's that new putter he got? That is not the conversation.
But I think it's good that they're talking.
I do too.
I think it's good that
they're talking. I do too.
I retweeted it at Junks Radio. Give us a follow there, and I asked you to caption the picture.
I would almost say, I know you guys get annoyed by this, but sorry. I would almost say my people reading skills might be my greatest trait, better than anything I have. I'm not very good at many things. People reading, elite. Those are two guys. I'm not saying they hate each other, but those are, they're not necessarily, they're discussing something serious. That's a serious conversation there. That's not, how's the wife? Did you get that new crib?
Yeah, that's
one. He's kind of giving him the side eye, if you really look at it. It's hard to tell on my phone, but.
Just the way his hands are in his pocket.
Did Grant take the picture?
I just saw it on Grant's account.
Or did he take it from somebody else?
I assume Grant took the picture.
I took JP's assumption. I should never do that.
Someone text Grant to take another picture.
Let's see if they're joking around.
Yeah, I just want to see if there's a different reaction.
All right, I'll text him.
Yeah.
Well, somebody did take another picture, and he's not with Adam.
Oh, okay.
So
they talked for 5 minutes and then split.
Who knows? Like you say, they could have been giving each other a pound.
I don't know. I'm just
who
saying.
Who knows?
I just think it's good that they are talking. They're on opposite sides of the field, don't want to talk to each other. That's bad.
All right. Still
a big story.
Want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood entertainment?
Yes, sir.
I will. Of course, it's brought to you by Driven by BMW of Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. I promise. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get over there, they're going to treat you like a rock star. Mention me. That helps everybody. They're going to treat you great regardless, I promise. All right, so more stuff's coming out about the Stern news. They're saying that, so he's been jealous, and this would make sense, the reporting. I mean, it's all gossip until you could actually hear from the guy, but they're saying that, he's been incredibly kind of frustrated and jealous of, with Andy Cohen, right, and then how Sirius is kind of moving more in his direction. Well, he's also apparently repelled by Alex Cooper and her fame, and that Sirius execs allegedly have had to physically keep him away from her when she's in studio. He's so repelled by her that they have to take pains to keep them from running into each other. I have to say, I kind of understand where he's coming from. Alex deserves all the success she gets. She's done an amazing job generating all this publicity. But as a longtime radio person, when you see someone kind of come out of nowhere, and let's be honest, she's doing the same thing Stern's doing. She's milking the sex bit. And, she turned it into extreme wealth. I personally have said on the air, I'm jealous of the Alex Cooper rise to superstardom. And I don't care about the stardom, but just the money that she's...
What does Alex Cooper talk about on her podcast?
It's morphed into more interviewing and stuff, but it started all just raunchy sex stuff. Oh. It was titillating sex talk between two young girls. They would talk about the way they did certain things, and they had nicknames for all these things. It was very, whatever, raunchy stuff, but it got an audience, a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she ended up leaving Barstool, she signed these $50, $60, $100 million deals, separate deals. Mm-hmm. She's making...
Stupid money.
She's a former BU soccer player. Mm-hmm. She's a cute girl. She's obviously smart. But when you're a longtime radio guy like we are, or like Stern is, you can look at that and you do get a little jealous.
Dude, the media landscape has changed. I read an article a week or two ago, and I can't remember the name of the reporter, but it was, and I'm calling a reporter, It's not a traditional reporter. It was like a 21 or 22-year-old girl, and I think she's become one of the lead college football influencers. But that's what she is. She's an influencer, and she's interviewing all of these top athletes and players now. She didn't go the traditional route. She just got popular being a viral influencer.
And I encourage it. I totally encourage it. It's just a jealousy that we went the traditional route and we have a great life, but it, you know, damn it. We should have done, we probably should have gone a more non-traditional route.
We came up at a different time.
Different era. Yeah, but you're, it's true. But we could have pivoted.
We didn't have those options.
We could have pivoted. We could have pivoted.
Yeah, we.
I do have a little regret.
We pondered it.
I do have a little regret. Taylor Swift. She's announced a new album. Jason, you're a Swiftie.
I saw that. She announced it on the Kelce podcast, right?
She performed on stage for the opening night of the Eras Tour back in 2023, March of 2023. She announced her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Man, she's actually cranking out albums, is she not? She's cranking them out.
Sounds like it.
Almost at like a Morgan Wallen type rate.
Right.
Although I think that Eras Tour lasted a really long time.
It did, like 2 years. It's her 12th original studio album. That's a lot.
It's probably going to be a lot of songs on this album about her and Kelce.
And that's original, right? That doesn't count all the albums that she like re-recorded so she could get out of that whole Scooter Braun situation. I believe so. Drab, you could hit me to this. I don't know anything about Cristiano Ronaldo and his girlfriend. He apparently officially proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Georgina Rodriguez. And they're showing the astronomical. I mean, literally, the ring is the size of. I mean,
it's a mountain.
It's a massive ring. I don't even know. It's like I don't even know, like a Super Bowl, like you know, like one of those large gumballs you would get, like a large one for 25 cents when you were a kid. Like that's what it looks like. It's an enormous diamond ring. What is the, how long has he been dating this chick? Is she some model or is she just some hot chick
well,
being met?
This is a dream. This is the dream for a woman out there. Georgie and him met at the Gucci store in Madrid, I believe.
She was just casually in there.
No. She was the sales assistant.
Ah. And wow. He comes in.
Yeah.
And he's smitten.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous. And I don't know. He asked her out or that he went in there a few times.
Isn't he a notorious hound, though? I mean, it was
no, I think he was, but I think he's like...
He settled down now with this
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got a bunch of kids. I mean, he had kids.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm not sure because I think he's had kids. What do you call it? In vitro or somebody? Maybe somebody else had his kids. I don't really know the whole situation. He's got a son who's a teenager who's in the soccer academy.
Oh, is he supposed to be a beast?
I don't know if he's not gonna be on Ronaldo's level, but he could be a professional soccer player for sure. Maybe play for Team Portugal someday. And then he was married at one point, or engaged, or dated Arina Shayak.
Like Brad Pitt or
Brad
like
Cooper's.
Brad Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, that woman, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know whose kids are whose, but he's been with this Georgia girl for, I don't know, half a decade.
And what's his deal? Is he still like, he's done with the Saudi Arabian contract or
no,
whatever
No, he's
he was.
Going back.
He is.
He's going back, yeah, yeah.
What, they just re-up.
They just pay him
so much money he can't say no.
Hundreds of millions of dollars that he can't say no.
But no one pays attention, right?
No,
in the league,
it's like
nubs.
The MLS.
Is it even below the MLS?
Probably, but I think it's getting a lot better.
I think
maybe, maybe it's not anymore.
I think we underreported that Messi re-upped, right?
Yeah.
I think that was like a couple months ago or, you know, then 6 weeks or something. I think, I mean, Messi re-upped maybe a couple years.
So apparently, according to Wikipedia, he has 5 living children.
Oh, yeah. He's
doing twins, his thing. He's got a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing. And last but not least, Machine Gun Kelly has publicly addressed rumors of a romance with Sydney Sweeney. He did a Watch What Happens Live with the aforementioned Andy Cohen and Colson Baker, also known as MGK. Machine Gun Kelly was asked point blank about his relationship. Let me see. He shook his head, looked directly down the camera barrel, and said, "Shut up, dude." I guess when they were trying to ask him if they were more than just friends. So where did it officially come out? There was a video, right, of him out and about, and he was like, I think he was just like talking her up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, did we talk about that?
Yes.
We talk about that, yeah.
Yes, and it was at some party situation. I can't remember exactly where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were speculating. You know, I've never, you know, I don't watch a million of these movies. Megan Fox, obviously beautiful, you know, a beautiful girl. I mean, any idiot knows that. But I saw somebody had an image of her, and I don't know, or it was a video I saw of her where like she just like, must have been in just her prime, Megan Fox prime. And it was just, I don't know if it was a scene from a movie or something. I don't know if it was a magazine shoot or something.
Spectacular.
I mean, she just took off her clothes for something, and she was wearing just like, let's say like Victoria's Secret stuff or whatever. I mean, it was like AI.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it and went, well, that must
right,
be.
It's not
that
real.
That has to be AI. That cannot be real.
Well, like you said, you don't know what's real anymore.
You don't know what's real anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how hot she was. The problem still is.
She was so hot, it looked like it was AI.
Coming up next, Luke Thomas is going to join us. The UFC is switching over to Paramount. What does that mean? We'll talk to Luke about that next here on The Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city.
rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.